With us today on Cranford Dental Opens Up, Will Cranford. And Will, you've talked about this in the past, but you have just come back from one of your medical missions.
Yeah, I was in Honduras for a week with a group of dental students and dentists out of MUSC in Charleston, and we were serving the people of Honduras.
Now, you do this on a regular basis.
I go about 2 weeks out of the year. It was something that was important to me as a student. There was a mentor I had who really helped me along. Since then, I've come back 2 weeks out of the year and given back the way I was given back to.
When you go there, it is radically different from what you see here in this country.
Yeah, we don't really have a great idea of what poverty is in South Carolina and America. There's whole families who are living in one-room huts with dirt floors who've never even heard of the dentist or a traffic light.
Providing medical care in that kind of environment, do you take all the gear with you?
Everything we use, we've got a chip there, from the curing lights, from the extraction forceps, to the hand pieces that we use, the motors to run the drills.
And my guess is you're seeing probably the most challenging of conditions.
Yeah, the most challenging of conditions, really big cavities, and there's a lot of sugar in the food down there, so a lot of people are losing teeth. We've got teenagers losing their molars at a very young age, and we're just trying to give them the best care we can.
And I'm sure they're very thankful when they see your trucks arriving because they know they're going to get back on their feet.
The gratefulness you feel from the patients in these communities, sometimes they wait all day for two fillings and an extraction, but they're so, so happy.
Dr. Will Cranford, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you, Manny.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to CranfordDental.com.